Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess. The divinely anointed, appointed, activated, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. And I am always looking for answers. And that's what the purpose of this show is, to give you a place to look for answers from a higher source. Because when you ask me a question and I give you an answer, I give you the answer that guides me, not the answer that I am creating with my own mind. Because I know that I don't know. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. and I say that because I'm trying to do two things at once and it is not working for me. My whole journey began when I realized that my life was not working for me. And so I began to look for solutions, for reasons, for understanding. And that's what led to me creating this show and doing the work that I do, and it's been an interesting journey, and there's been a lot of change, and my life has definitely gotten better. So if you are looking for answers in your life, then you can give me a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And I am needing to do something, so I am going to actually play a song, which I don't usually do. Let's see, which one do they want me to play? They're saying, read all about it. Okay, so I'm going to play this song while I do the things I need to do. So I will be back shortly.
You're biting your tongue. You spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid.
I used to love that song, and it just resonated with me. But I was listening to it and thinking of other people that it applied to. And now I'm at that time in my own learning, my own development, when I'm looking at what applies to me. So I've been doing this changing of soul contracts, and it's coming closer to actually being able to put it into words. So I guess I will actually be able to write something on my website about it soon. What it's done, the first word that comes to mind is freedom. It's given me freedom from a lot of old energies that I used to feel and be stuck in. And a lot of the things that I have freedom from are things that I never really looked at. I never really recognized. There were just some things that made me feel uncomfortable, and I realized they made me feel uncomfortable, but I didn't really look at it. And I notice it now, because I will see something that a month ago, if I saw, it would have brought up feelings. And now it brings up absolutely nothing, because I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not worried anymore. I'm not doubting myself anymore. So it's giving me the freedom to be me, to live, to say whatever I choose to say, and to just let go. And I know I say let go often, and I know it. I've been saying let go for years, but I'm letting go now at a rate that is so much bigger and deeper and more profound than any of the letting go from before. So changing soul contracts is, it's like, wow, you know, it just, it does so much. And you won't understand it until you experience it. And my guidance is reminding me to let you all know that you cannot just change one of your soul contracts and have your whole life suddenly shift, because you have so many of them. I know I have over 200 of them. And so they're telling me that I've only changed like 20 or 30. And if this is what it feels like after only 20 or 30, wow, I can't believe what it's going to feel like after 200. Not that all of the contracts that I made need to be changed. It's just another way of refining my life and waking up to who I actually am. And I'm always looking for a better way, the deeper connection, the more impactful changes. That's what I've always looked for from the very beginning. And that's why at least once a year or so, I step into something new. People who've been listening to me for a long time know this. The method that I use with my callers changes. It changes about every year or two. And that's because I'm always looking for more. I want to go deeper. I want to have a bigger impact on myself and on others, but mostly on myself. Because we get caught up in these rituals, these habits, these beliefs. And I'm tired of that. I don't want to live my life that way anymore. And so that's why they've brought me into this soul contract work. Because this is changing me from the very core. And I can see why I've had to go through all of these different processes to finally reach this point. Because I was trying to do something similar to this almost 20 years ago, but I didn't know enough and I wasn't as open to my connections. And so I was doing it in a very complicated way. And it finally reached the point where, you know, just trying to change one thing took pages and pages of writing. And because I wasn't connecting with my counsel, I wasn't doing all of the things that I now know work. I was still learning. And that's why it's taken me so long to come back to where I was, because I'm coming back from a completely different perspective. And I'm finding that it's simple, it's easy, and it's profound. And I couldn't have appreciated that 20 years ago. So when guidance is saying that everything is absolutely fine, that you are experiencing what you need to experience so that you can move forward in your life, I can see that now. I can see how 20 years ago wasn't working because I wasn't focusing on me, even though I thought I was. I really wasn't. And this learning to focus on myself is, it's really taking me, you know, I've been working towards it for years, but I can see over the last 3 months that I've really stepped into it more than I've ever done before. And I can see how many things I was doing out of habit. And it still comes up sometimes when I'm around other people and they're talking and there's a part of me that says, oh, well, you should do this to make their life better. And I have to stop for a second and say, their life is okay. I don't need to do anything to make their life better. I'm focusing on me. And it's reached a point where it feels good to say that, to accept that, and to live that. And it's helped me to like me even more. Because it's not just a matter of loving myself, which is something else I'm getting much better at. It's also a matter of liking myself. And that one feels kind of strange sometimes. Because it used to be I would tell you everything that was wrong with me, and that was the reason I couldn't like me. But now that I don't hear that little list of what's wrong with me, because I've let go of the whole idea that there's anything wrong with me, with life, with anything. And I find that I actually like myself. And I enjoy my life more. Because I'm not so critical of myself and of everything else. So this focusing on yourself really does take you forward faster than focusing on being of service to others. Well, being of service to others is a wonderful thing, and I still am of service to others. But that is not my primary focus anymore. So I encourage each of you to start opening up to loving and liking yourself. Experience the profound changes that can bring into every aspect of your life. Okay, so if you have a question for me, feel free to give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And don't forget to press the number 1 so that I'll know you want to talk to me. Otherwise, it means that you just want to listen, which is absolutely fine. I have no problems with that. And usually I will just let you listen, unless I am guided to do otherwise. Because you know, I listen to my guidance. Because that is one of the beautiful ways that I am changing my own life. And it is a truly wonderful way. And if you want to start listening to your guidance, you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's a tab that's called automatic writing. And if you click on that, the instructions for doing automatic writing are there. And all you have to do is follow them. And that is how I began to connect with my guidance. And over time, it evolved to me hearing them so that I don't actually have to write anymore. Although I still write at times because it's important for me to read it. That may not make any sense, but when I am channeling and I am actively channeling, I don't necessarily hear everything. And so when I write it down, I can go back and I can read it and I can get everything that I need to get out of it. So when I'm working with other people, I usually just say it because usually the message is more for them than it is for me, although all messages are for everybody. But when I'm asking questions about me, about my life, then I write it. And then I go back and I read it. And it's just such a wonderful connection, experience, level of love. It just feels great. I say it like that, everyone can understand. So if you want to learn to connect more with your own guidance, then I encourage you to go and read the instructions for automatic writing. And if you want to take the class and take it even to a deeper level, a bigger level, because we're also working on developing our spiritual gifts. So we are changing our lives in these classes. And it's just such a beautiful experience. Okay, we are going to go to our caller from my favorite number, 1111111111, and see if this is Queen. Hello.
It is Queen. Listening to your voice today, I'm tempted to ask you, did you take honey? Because your words are flowing in such a sweet way. How are you?
I am doing great, Queen. How are you?
I too am doing great. Yes. What's up?
My thoughts? You want my thoughts?
If that's what's up.
Oh.
Your thoughts are lovely. Yes, I'll take your thoughts and you know. Well, maybe I'll take your thoughts. I'll listen to your thoughts. And then, do I want to take your thoughts? That's an interesting conundrum. I think you know what I mean. I grabbed hold of a new word, and perplexity to ponder. I'm driving, so I hope we don't get disconnected. I'm getting ready to pull into a gas station shortly, so I can, you know, pause, and I think the reception there is good.
Okay. Well, your reception is better than it is when you're at home, so.
Now, what does that mean? In a lot of things. Yeah, well, it's better out here on the road in my car. I've got a, you know, it's coming through my speaker on my car. Anyway, I know. So, what's up?
Well, I'm hearing a question, and the question is, are you thinking about moving?
That's a, being that I'm moving now, I'm in a flow of moving, as I'm driving, the, definitely, it's been in my thoughts, yes. Different environment for sure, and I'm not able to perceive how I can be in a warmer climate, in a different, you know, near the water where I'm at, you know, my location. Well, maybe that will happen too. Wow. Yes is the answer. And I'm almost at the station, so the connection should be consistent.
Okay.
So I'm here. I have arrived.
Wonderful. Okay, so there is a whole gathering of goddesses, and they have a message for you.
Okay,
so sit back and just listen. We are here for you, and we have so much to share with you. Your life is going to be taking off in so many ways. So much of what you've desired is going to be coming to you. It's already coming to you. So we want you to be open and aware, to notice what is there, to let go of the beliefs that your life is going to be a particular way. Let go of your expectations. Let go of all of that. Because it's going to be more than you've imagined. And we are with you. We are helping you. We are moving you forward. So check in with us. Check in with us every day. And you can simply call us The Gathering if you want to use a name for us. It doesn't really matter what name you use. You can call for specific members of the gathering. You know who we all are. You've worked with each and every one of us throughout many lifetimes. So this is not you. This is who you are. This is what is. So you are moving forward now, and you are going to be moving forward more and more quickly, more and more quickly, more and more quickly. Don't forget to breathe.
I won't.
To your life. Opening up to all of your life. Ooh. Letting go of all of that old stuff that had you tied up. There have been times in your life when you felt like you were completely bound up and couldn't move at all. And now you are open, you are flowing, you have the freedom, you have the wisdom. Trust. Trust in yourself as you trust in us, because we are all equal. We are not better than you. You are not less than us. We are one. Open up to the opportunities. Open up to the love. Open up to life. This is who you truly are. And we encourage you to continue to let go. You've gotten very good at letting go, and we want you to keep up the practice and to just let go. Let go of everything. Let go of yourself. Let go of who you think you are. Let go of who you think you are becoming. Let it all go. We are filling you with this beautiful energy right now as we speak to you. We are filling everyone who is listening. And just let it flow. Let it flow in and out. This is an unending flow of love. And so just take as much as you need in each moment, knowing that there will always, always be more. This is about you. This is about being you, loving you, accepting you, expanding you. This is about you waking up to yourself. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we love interacting with you and dancing with you and listening to you and hearing you sing and hearing all of the beautiful things that you say. We love you. 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 Thank you for being you.
Well, okay. Now, that's what's up. Woo, that sweet voice was very present. Yes, that sweet voice came in with today. Ooh, so beautiful, so beautiful. So beautiful, yes. What a blessing you are. That was you. They let you speak with the voice that you were speaking with. That was you bringing forth that majesty. And that was you, anointed one. I love you. I love them. I welcome them. It's all good. What's up? That's what's up. Hands up in praise. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'm getting ready to get even more gassed up and charged up so I can keep on. But yes, I will listen. And beautiful. Yeah, there's something different in your energy today. More magnified, more the sweetness. The sweetness is definitely there. The tones, Goddess, sister, anointed.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to know.
Yes. Receive it, accept it, be it. Okay. I'll be here and there.
Okay.
Namaste.
Namaste. So when Queen was talking about something different in me, in my voice, and she was reminding me that one of the soul contracts that I've rewritten is that I've opened up to my connection with the Creator, my connection with all that is, my connection with love. There were, even though I've been channeling for I don't know how many years, it's more than 10, more than 15. Okay, so I'll just stop there. For over 15 years, the connection has changed over that time. And even though I was able to get messages that were impactful, that did answer my questions and change my life, there was still that, I guess, ego part of me that would sometimes get in the way. And now I don't feel that. I don't feel that at all. When it's flowing, it's just flowing. And it's just, it's so perfect, beautiful. And I can feel all this amazing energy. And when I first started channeling, I didn't feel the energy. I didn't really feel much of anything. And now it's so much more profound, so much deeper, so much more real for me and for the people who are listening. And I'm going to continue to open up to that more and more and more. Because I'm letting go of the whole group of things that we're taught about. Okay, you can't actually talk to God. God doesn't have time to talk to you. You're not that important. You have to prove that you are important, that you are good enough. You have to, you know, give your life over and pray and let Jesus fix you. And he really just has a problem with that because he keeps saying, you're not broken, you're not broken. I don't need to fix you. So, but getting past all of that, because I was taught that, and I was taught that throughout my life, and it's what my parents believed, what they had chosen to believe. You know, now that they've gone back home, they're actually laughing about it right now, saying, didn't that make things so much more interesting? And I can laugh about that because I understand that the contracts that we made were for that reason, to make life interesting. And now I'm choosing to have my life be interesting in a different way. And that's why I'm rewriting those contracts. Because the interesting life that I am creating doesn't involve struggle and sacrifice and pain and scarcity and all of that other crappy stuff. Now my interesting life involves completeness, wholeness, unity, abundance, joy, love, happiness, fulfillment. Those are the things that I am ready to experience. And that is what I am creating now. And that's why I'm making the changes to my soul contract. Because I'm ready to move forward. And it is always my choice. And that's the beauty of it. I get to choose. And I am ready to accept my own choices. And this sounds small and insignificant, but it's actually huge. These are huge changes in who I am being, in what I am experiencing, in what I am creating. I'm opening up to my own life in ways that I never have before. And I encourage everyone to do this. And if you need my help to do it, then by all means, connect with me. Because this is a beautiful, beautiful way to live. And it's just, it's still beyond words. But I hope you can feel the joy in me when I'm talking about this. The lightness, beautiful connection. So it's having a profound impact on my life. And it will have a profound impact on yours as well. So if you have questions about changing your soul contract, or you want to start doing it, connect with me and I will work with you and we will make your life into something extraordinary, beautiful, fulfilling, loving, abundant, wonderful, everything that you deserve, and you do deserve everything. And the best of everything. This is an incredible journey we are on. And as we are walking along our path, we are learning and we are letting go. And yes, you have to do both in order to really move forward. So don't forget to say, dear Nate, I let go. Anytime you are feeling anything holding you back, just say, dear Nate, I let go. 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 And that does change you. I was working with someone this week on an issue, and we couldn't see exactly what the issue was. But we ended up saying, dear Renee, I let go about 20 times. And she could feel the issue moving up through her life. And on our last one, we said, dear Renee, I completely let go. And the issue, which she was seeing as a dark cloud, dissolved. And she could feel the lightness. So you don't have to know exactly what the issue is in order to let it go. You just need to be open to letting go. And if you're not open to letting go, you can say, dear Nate, I let go. Because it does open you. So no matter what reason or excuse you have for staying stuck where you are, start saying, dear Nate, I let go. And you will find yourself letting go. This is a beautiful time in our reality. And it may not seem like that with the pandemic and the precautions and the rules and the regulations and all of that garbage. But it is a beautiful time. And we are each coming into our own individual power in ways that are beyond what you can imagine. And so the focus is meant to be on you. Don't fight it. Don't fight anything. Fighting never achieves what you're trying to achieve. It keeps you stuck in what it is you think you need to fight because that is what you are focusing on. Don't fight it. Say, dear Nate, I let go. And let go of the need to fight. And start allowing yourself to open and to move forward and to truly be who you are. Already. Because it's not about making something happen that hasn't happened. It's about accepting what is already there and allowing yourself to experience it. It's like when you say the dear Nate, I let go, and you say it several times and you feel this beautiful sense of peace. And that peace is always there. It's always there. Usually you're too bound up in your own head and your own thoughts that you don't feel it. And so when you let go, you feel what is already there. You're not creating peace. You're letting yourself feel it. And it's that way with everything in life, creating prosperity and abundance. You're simply allowing yourself to experience it because it's already there. Everything you desire is already there. So let go so you can be in that energy. You can change your alignment and move forward with your own life because you are important. And just take a nice deep breath and breathe all of that in. And the gathering of goddesses are working on you as I am speaking, as I am relaying what they want you to know. They want you to know about the potentials and possibilities of you. They want you to know that everything you desire is meant to be yours. So let go and open up and allow and receive. Especially now during the season where we're taught about giving and giving and giving. And it is so important to receive. 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 And if that makes you feel tight and tense and you're hearing it is better to give than to receive, start saying, dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. So you can let go of that energy because it no longer has a place in your life. It is not for your highest good. And you do deserve to receive. And I can feel in some of you there are little voices saying, oh, no, you don't, because you did this and you did that and all this other garbage. And please say, dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. You're not fighting it. You're letting it go. So let go. Let go. And breathe. And feel the peace. That wonderful peace. It is always there for you. Okay, that is the show for today. Thank you all for listening. And thank you for being who you are being and letting go so that you can become even more. Is beautiful. It really is. It already is. And if you're not experiencing the beauty of life, then let go. So that you can move into that beauty, so that you can get all of that garbage out of your way. Let go so that you can live. I love you. You are so loved. You are so incredibly loved. You are surrounded by love in every moment. Feel the love and let your life change. I won't be here next week because it will be Christmas, and I'm not sure if I will be here on New Year's Day either, but I will still love you and send you lots and lots of beautiful love and light as you move through this holiday season, as you open up to yourself. You are magnificent. And you always will be. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a beautiful holiday. You are loved.